A fundraiser hosted by the YK International Culinary Club in June has helped ease the struggle the Salvation Army Food Bank faces to address the growing need for food. The club, with its membership of about 10, has become known throughout the city for hosting multicultural fundraising events. Camille Browder, a member of the organization, helped plan the Soul Food Saturday event at the Baker Center and raised $2,000 for the food bank. She said if hunger doesn't affect someone personally, it affects someone they know. I wanted to help in any way that I could, so I thought about having the fundraiser and using my resources through my business, Down Home Cooking, said Browder, who is of African American descent. I was able to provide a meal and some entertainment and celebrate African American culture. The event included a Southern-style dinner, a trivia contest comprised of American and African American history questions, a live auction and a celebration where a person celebrating a birthday was selected from the attendees and had American dollars pinned to her in fun. It was pretty successful. We had a really good time, Browder said. Culinary Club member Janaki Balakrishnan said the group enjoys preparing and planning but also knowing they are donating to a worthy recipient when they host events. We are raising funds for a reasonable cause and a very deserving organization, and that is what Camille has done. New members are always welcome to join the group, she said. Hunger on the Doorstep. Tony Brushett, executive director of the Yellowknife Salvation Army, said the number of people who use the food bank on a regular basis has doubled since the wildfire evacuation last year. Typically for us, our food bank is open Mondays and Thursdays, and so in that time frame we'll see 100-plus families every week, Brushett said. The numbers are staying fairly steady for the last 3 or 4 months, but from a year ago before the evacuation, we would have been seeing 50 or so families a week. Brushett said the money from the fundraiser is a big boost for the food bank, as it relies primarily on donations year-round. What we're finding now more so than any time before is that we're actually having to put appeals out every couple of months to try and replenish the food bank, he said of the high level of need. One benefit of having a monetary donation, Brushett said, is that because of the food bank's association with local wholesalers, it is able to purchase more food for less money, thereby stretching every dollar to the max. Brushett said no one should ever feel self-conscious about using the food bank service. Stuff can happen to all of us. And I know that's easy for me to say because today I'm on the other side of the fence and I'm okay. But I have been a food bank user in my younger years just because of family situations. Whether it's within their control or not, you know, the key is, don't go hungry because of pride or any stigma attached to it. We're certainly not going to make you feel bad about coming to pick up food. We do everything we can to make the transition happen quickly, quietly, with as much dignity as possible. The Salvation Army Food Bank is located in the Salvation Army building on the corner of 45th Street and Franklin Avenue. It is open on Monday and Thursday from 10 a.m. until noon and 1 p.m. to 4 p.m.